listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The state government is stepping in to fix the COVID-related staffing crisis at St John's. It follows the tragic death of Perth grandmother Georgina Wild early Sunday, who was found unresponsive more than 2.5 hours after calling 000 about chest pains. Two senior health department staff and two senior police officers will be based at St John's headquarters from as early as tomorrow. Health Minister Amber-Jade Sanderson says it will ensure the service has access to the resources it needs.
What occurred on Sunday was not a result of ramping. We want to make sure that St John have access to all of the levers and all of the supports of government that they could possibly have to ensure an ambulance arrives.
Deputy Police Commissioner Cole Blanche says it'll be an extension of their close working relationship.
Police and SJA ambulance have worked together for many, many years. We go to similar jobs. We go to car accidents together, we go to welfare checks together, we go to violent people who are ill together.
Answers are still being sought by Ms Wild's family. Her son Paul says it seems every question is raising another, and he'll meet with the boss of St John's next week. The number of active COVID cases in WA is above 88,000 following confirmation of 16,253 new infections. Our hospitals are treating 327 patients with the illness. 12 of them are in intensive care. Three more deaths have also been reported. There's been a slight increase in wages, but it's still below inflation. New figures show pay packets grew by 0.7% in the March quarter and 2.4% over the last year. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says if the Coalition wins the election, they'll work hard to ensure further growth.
Australia is performing better than much of the world in withstanding some of the pressures that are there. And crucially, at this election, the last thing Australia can afford is a government that is going to be reckless in its spending.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has told the National Press Club he'll also tackle the issue if he wins the election.
Real wages have gone backwards yet again. A fall of 2.7%.
Overseas, Finland and Sweden have now officially applied to join NATO following security concerns after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Their applications will be considered by the 30 member countries, and that's expected to take up to 2 weeks. In sport, Fremantle's Nat Fyfe is edging closer to a return with the skipper to possibly run out next weekend. He stepped up his training in recent days after injury concerns. Dockers teammate Sean Darcy says Fyfe will be a great addition to the squad.
Yeah, we love him. He's had a really tough run over the last 6 months, so he just wants to get out there and let him go. So he's had a good couple of weeks of training, so he's looking good.
West Coast skipper Luke Shuey is likely to fly to Sydney with the rest of the team for Sunday's clash with Greater Western Sydney. He's recovering from ongoing hamstring troubles. And Geelong coach Chris Scott isn't getting too caught up in the side's third quarter fade out against St Kilda last week as the Cats prepare to host Port Adelaide on Saturday.
I think it is important not to get bogged down in the minutiae of that small part of the game. It was very costly and it cost us the game. But we've also focused a fair bit on the rest of the game, which we thought was really positive.
Listener.